I don't know how to say it. It wasn't segregation, because segregation, you know, ended when Fawn was born, but it was still like that kind of untold code, you know, you mingle with the people that you more, you know, affiliated with, that you, you know, that look like you. The teachers didn't say, hey, you have to play with these kids, you know, whatever like that. I know they tried to encourage, but they didn't flat out say you had to play with black kids or you had to play with white kids if you, you know, of color, whatever. But, you know, the white kids kind of always, you know, migrated to the white kids, and black kids always kind of migrated to black kids. It was like that in other places. I didn't really see that at, you know, when I went to Roswell and when I went to Crawford Middle School, and even my most elementary school and elementary, you know, black kids and white kids, they got along, and they talked and they played together and they studied together and stuff like that. And that's the biggest difference I saw from being in other places besides Roswell. So
did your mom and dad grow up here in Roswell?
My mom grew up in Roswell. She actually went to Roswell High School, and she actually was taught by some of the teachers that taught me. Yeah, my old high school football coach, Coach Manis, you know, was my mom's economics teacher. And before I even got to Roswell and stuff, they had knew everything about me when I first came there. So, yeah, how's your mama doing? I was like, man, they know my mom and everything, and my uncles and stuff like that. And I was just telling them they're doing fine. And, you know, it just seemed like they were part, you know, they knew my family, so I considered them like, you know, kind of friends of the family, even though I really didn't know them. You know, they were my teachers and stuff, but it was like, man, they knew my family and stuff, so. It was ironic, you know, to experience that. And I guess the other part of the question was
your dad, did he grow up?
My dad, yeah. Well, see, I didn't really know my dad until I was around like 6 or 7 years old. So, and my mom and my dad were never married, but you know, they got together and they, you know, tried to work things out, and I wanted to, you know, be a family as much as I could as a kid to keep them together. But they could never like agree on nothing, and you know, they would always split up, and we would get back together. My mom would, you know, move here, and then my dad would come join us, and he'd move in, and then we'd end up moving out again, and he'd come move. That's how I moved so much from place to place, from like Chamblee and Marietta and stuff, and even in Roswell. But he grew up in Atlanta, and like, you know, I wouldn't really consider it the city of Atlanta, but you know, it's in the Linwood Park area. It's like, you know, north of Atlanta. They call it North Atlanta.
Okay.
And that's, you know, his family's staying there too. But I never really had that much of a relationship with my father. I basically stayed with my mom all my life.
So just like how school is diverse, you know, black, whites talk to each other. Was it like that with your mom when she was in high school? Did blacks and whites?
From what she told me, it was around that time when she was going to Roswell High School where it was just getting integrated. I believe she did have some white, you know, friends and stuff, but I think mostly they, you know, conversated with each other, like, as, you know, with her black friends and even her relatives. So it wasn't really I wouldn't say it was as much diverse as it was when I went, but there was no, from what I can, we really didn't talk about it that much. From what I saw and what I think, I don't think there was a lot of tension. You know, I think that by the time she went, and she was forced like to, you know, leave a little early because she had me from high school. But I don't think it was you know, any kind of like, you know, tensions between the white and black issue there. Because like I said earlier, I mean, I was a student athlete at Roswell High School, and a lot of the black kids that went to Roswell High School and that were from Roswell, they played sports, and automatically we got along with the white kids that played sports because we had to play with them. So that, you know, transitioned over in the classroom and stuff, and we talked in class and stuff like that, you know, did homework together and all that. So it wasn't really, you know,